Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, January 7th, 2026, and wow, the news cycle is absolutely spinning this morning. I'm seeing headlines about Venezuela, Greenland, and chip shortages. It's a lot to digest.
It really is. Good morning. We are definitely seeing a bit of a hangover in the futures market today. After the S&P 500 and the Dow both hit record highs yesterday, we're seeing a slightly lower open. S&P futures are down just a pinch, and the Nasdaq is lagging a bit more, down about 58 points. It feels like the market is taking a breath.
Taking a breath or getting nervous? Because this Venezuela situation is, well, it's something. President Trump is on Truth Social talking about millions of barrels of oil coming our way?
Yeah, that is the big geopolitical wild card right now. Trump stated that interim authorities in Venezuela are turning over 30 to 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the U.S. He's even meeting with oil executives on Friday to discuss a plan to enter the country. Naturally, the energy sector is going to be volatile. It gave back some gains yesterday, but with these headlines, you have to watch the oil majors closely at the bell.
And just to add to the geopolitical bingo card, Greenland? Are we buying it?
Ha, right. Senator Rubio says the goal is to buy it, but Senator Thune is downplaying any military action. It sounds like noise, but in this market, noise can move volatility. But let's pivot to what actually pays the bills. Tech.
Please. I saw some news out of Samsung that caught my eye. Are we looking at a shortage?
That's the word. Samsung executives are expecting memory chip supply shortages, which means, you guessed it, higher prices for electronics. That's usually bullish for the chip makers, margins. Plus, we have Reuters reporting that Nvidia might be expanding a partnership with Hyundai. So even with the Nasdaq futures down, the semiconductor narrative remains very strong.
Okay, so chips are hot, oil is wild. What about the economic data? We've got a data dump this morning, don't we?
We do. It's a heavy morning. We just had the ADP employment change at 8:15 Eastern. Consensus was looking for around 45,000 jobs. But the real movers come at 10 a.m. We've got the ISM non-manufacturing index and the JOLTS job openings report. If JOLTS comes in hot, it could spook the bond market regarding rates. So keep an eye on the 10-year yield at 10 a.m.
Got it. 10 a.m. is the danger zone. Let's talk movers. I see some massive gaps on my screen. What is going on with VTYX?
Oh, that is the rocket ship of the day. VTYX is gapping up over 67%. It's a massive move. On the flip side, we have Apogee Enterprises, ticker APOG. They missed on revenue and gave weak guidance for fiscal 26. The stock is getting hammered, down about 13% pre-market. That's a falling knife you probably don't want to catch right now.
Yikes. Avoid Apogee, noted. What about the big media names? I saw Warner Brothers Discovery is in the news again.
Yeah, the drama continues. The WBD board unanimously recommended shareholders reject that amended tender offer from Paramount. It's a messy situation, and the stock is down slightly. It feels like a wait and see for the media sector.
Quickly, I saw the analysts are busy this morning. Any upgrades we should care about?
The banks are loving the consumer staples today. We saw upgrades for McDonald's and Lowe's, but they are hating the footwear stocks. Robert W. Baird downgraded both Crocs and Deckers. So maybe buy a burger, but don't buy new shoes today.
I love it. Buy burgers, sell shoes. So, final thoughts. How are we trading the open?
Look, the sentiment is still cautiously bullish. The Wave Rider data shows buying pressure outpaces, selling 500 to 200. But with the indices at all-time highs and the VXX showing low volatility, we are due for some consolidation. Watch the QQQ support at 620. If we hold that, look for dip buys in semis and maybe materials. If we break 620, stand aside.
Solid advice as always. Keep your head on a swivel today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy trading, everyone.